Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Hi there, thanks for listening to our podcast. These podcasts are being recorded to bring to you the invitations that God makes to the human race in the Bible. We believe that God is interested in every one of us, that he is our creator, that we will meet him one day, that he created us to know him. But because of the first man's sin, which ushered into the world sin and evil and death, we are all automatically at a distance from God. But my invitation today is God gives you an invitation to come. Back in the Old Testament, God said to an ancient people, "Come, let us reason together." And God was asking for people to think and for people to listen to him. And he makes an offer to them then. He says, "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." God is offering to cleanse the human heart. Every one of us know that we are inflicted with imperfection, with flaws, with failings, and with what the Bible calls sin, moral defects, sin. Doing wrong, telling lies, lusting, having hatred in our hearts, having habits and things that we wish we could break. But the Bible makes this constant offer, come. The Lord Jesus spoke to broken-hearted people. He said, "Come unto me." The Lord Jesus told us how we should come. He says in Matthew 19, verse 14, "Suffer the little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." We need to come trusting God. We need to come simply, not with simple minds as in stupidity, but simple as in singleness of mind and focus. The Lord Jesus taught people if they came to him, their lives would be changed, but there would be a cost. He said, "Whosoever will come after me, let him," "deny himself. Let him take up his cross. Let him follow me." Lord Jesus was saying there is a price. To follow the Lord Jesus is to recognize that you need forgiveness, that you have sin. To die to your past, to realize he died for your sins when he died upon Golgotha's cross. He rose from the dead to give you life. The Lord Jesus said to hold your life is to lose it. Whoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's shall save it. And he says, "What is the profit if you should gain the whole world and lose your soul?" God is offering you and making to you an invitation to come, to know his forgiveness, his peace, and his salvation. If we can help you further, please get in touch. And we trust that you will come to know God and accept his invitation, turning from sin and seeking forgiveness and knowing God's great salvation. Thanks for listening. Please come and listen again soon. You have been listening to Stephen Baker on a Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. More information and contact details can be found on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk.